But not everyone agrees those concerns can be mitigated. We're joined now this morning by Celeste Myers, a longtime East Boston resident who helped found the group No Eastie Casinos, to get her take on the project. Good morning, Celeste, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me.
As we just heard in that story, Suffolk Towns is planning to release detailed plans in coming weeks to address traffic and public safety concerns. And we just heard from one of your neighbors, Diane Monica, from the Chamber of Commerce, who says she believes it'll be good for the community. But you don't think that's the case. Why?
$40 million sounds like a great number, unless you have experience in construction, in traffic, and in development. And $40 million isn't quite that much, considering they're planning on spending $1 billion overall on the development. Also, in light of a study that was detailed in a 2009 East Boston Times article, $500 million would be required to fix that same stretch of highway. So that's a huge gap, and it seems to me that I need to see a little bit more detail than a figure of $40 million and get an understanding of precisely what would be addressed.
Bigger picture, Suffolk Towns is estimating 2,500 construction jobs from the casino building project and then 4,000 permanent jobs inside the casino, as well as $200 million in tax revenues each year. If those estimates are true, couldn't that benefit East Boston?
You know, naturally the advent of jobs at any level is going to be beneficial to the community. But when you dig a little bit deeper and get a handle on what those jobs would be, first of all, construction jobs, wonderful. They're only short term. And the reality is you don't have to build a casino in order to create construction jobs. When you drill down a little bit more, 4,000 jobs seemed a little bit lofty. But even when you dissect that, the top tier are going to go to industry jobs. We know that Caesar's Palace is backing the whole gaming operation. So they'll be bringing in their best and brightest. And naturally, there's going to be a certain degree of patronage jobs. The reality, Bob, is that the highest employee population at a casino is going to be the slot machine. In their study, I understand that they rolled out, they plan about 4,000 to 5,000 slot machines. Those usually take in, at minimum, at least $300 a day. Typically, it'll be more than that. The problem with that is that the slot machines do not go out into the community. They do not pay rents or mortgages. They do not spend money in businesses. We are not going to receive the windfall from that. When you drill down more on the jobs issue, most of them will be minimum wage, minimum benefit, minimum hour jobs. So not really enough to support families in the community. And that's our concern.
Is there anything that could be done to mitigate your concerns about this project?
At this point, no, Bob, because I really feel like it's an outsized project. It's not really suited for the community. Even in the plans that they rolled out yesterday, it seemed to show in the distance kind of rolling green space. And if you even drive by and take a glimpse of the space surrounding Suffolk Downs, that's just really not how that area is. There's robust business developments in the area. There are homes. Really, it's going to cause a huge burden.
So what will you and your group do to fight the casino proposal?
Our goal has been from the beginning to get as much information as possible, educate ourselves, educate the community, and share with them what the fallout will be from a casino in terms of traffic, crime, burden to infrastructure, burden to small businesses and homeowners already in the area. We're going to continue that with the ultimate goal of pulling out the vote to really vote down the casino plan.
Celeste Myers, East Boston resident who helped found the group No Eastie Casinos, joins us. Thanks a lot for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.